Hi guys, Michelle Martin Dobbins with Daily Alchemy, and I'm here today to talk to you about how to feel your vibration. And this is a practice that I do daily, and it makes such a difference in how I feel and how I process my own emotions. And if vibration is kind of a weird word to you or it doesn't really resonate with you, you can even just think about feeling your emotions. But we're not going to feel the thoughts that create the emotions. We're actually going to feel how those emotions feel inside our bodies. So I do this on a daily basis, at least every morning and every evening. And sometimes during the day, just because whenever I feel the vibrations and the emotions in my body, they rise. And so it makes me feel better and makes my day go better. And so that's kind of my main form of meditation that I usually do. It's quick. And once you've done it for a while, it's really easy to do. But the really nice thing is if you need to revamp your vibe and you've had a bad day or you're feeling some really strong emotions, once you've learned how to do this, it's really an easy way to deal with some strong emotions that might come up for you from time to time. In fact, I mean, we all have that. So what I do in a nutshell is I get quiet and kind of focus on my breathing first. And then I start just kind of tuning in to what my body feels like. You know, what sensations are going on inside my body. And since I'm a very feeling person, I can kind of just get to that point where I can feel a vibration in my body. And it differs depending on what mood I'm in, what I've been doing, if I just woke up, or if it's later in the afternoon, if I'm having a good day, if I'm relaxed, if I'm stressed, if I'm angry. The lower emotions seem to be, for me, they feel slower and more dense and kind of thick. And the upper vibrations, they're lighter, they're finer, they feel better. I mean, that's kind of natural. We all know that the positive emotions feel better than the negative emotions. So if you are, well, let's not go there. I was going to talk about negative emotions, but let's just talk about feeling those. If you're not more of a feeling person and you're more of a visual person, you can visualize. You can kind of see your vibration around you. You maybe see like an aura of light, and how is it pulsing? Is it pulsing fast? Is it pulsing slow? You can kind of see the vibration of your own aura. If you are an auditory person, you can hear the sound that your vibration makes. You just kind of have to listen and do it in a way that works for you. And if you don't know for sure at first if you're hearing it or sensing it, that's okay. I just always suggest pretend that you are and go with it. It's kind of like the fake it till you make it thing, but the more that you just take that time and tune in and don't stress out about it too much, it'll become a really easy thing to do. And I'll kind of walk you through it here in a minute, but I just want to talk about why it's so important to do this, to revamp your vibration. And the main reason is once you've learned how to do this, once you've learned how to tap in, when you're angry or when you're sad or when you're feeling an emotion that is kind of overwhelming, you can sit down and feel it. And the trick to this is usually when we have those emotions, they're based on a thought or a story that we're telling. So you have to drop that story. You can't keep telling the story, because when you're telling the story, your focus is on the story. What you have to focus on is the feeling. What does this emotion feel like as it's traveling through your body? Is it making your chest tight? Is it creating a pain in your leg? Or just, you know, first I would start with physical things like that that are really tangible. Your actual body, a pain in your gut, a tightening in your throat, an ache in your head. And then kind of start relaxing out to feeling that vibration of that emotion. And if it's an emotion that doesn't feel good, chances are it's going to be a slower, deeper emotion or vibration. And it may not feel that good. But here's the trick. Once you start playing with these vibrations, you'll learn really quickly that vibrations, when you focus on them, they go up, which is why sometimes I really like to play with that when I'm already feeling good, and I'll sit down and feel my vibration when I'm having a good day, and I'll just be like, ah, bliss, and I'm having a fabulous day all of a sudden for no particular reason other than I've just got a high vibration going on. But when you're down, 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 and you're feeling really depressed or sad, sometimes you think if you feel that, you'll get stuck there forever. If you keep telling the story, you will get stuck. But if you drop the story and you feel the feeling and you just feel the feeling in your body, and when you do that, you want to tell yourself that you're there for yourself, that you're there for yourself, and that you know it doesn't feel really good right now, but you're just going to feel it, and you're going to drop the story, and you're going to be there for yourself. And if you're like me and you're a believer in angels or spirit guides or anything like that, I always ask mine to help me feel this, help me transmute it, and let it go. But I don't try really hard to let it go. I just kind of try to feel it. And usually if you get to that point where you're feeling it after several minutes, 4 or 5 minutes usually, you'll feel a shift. Now, if it's a really strong one, it may take longer. And it just depends, but you'll kind of feel a shift and the vibration will change and you'll feel a little bit better. You may not go from depression to bliss, but you may go to depression to neutral. And when you're feeling really bad, that's a pretty good step. And then anytime those emotions come back, you can take a moment and sit down and do it. And once you've learned how to do this, you can do it. You can even do it when there are other people around. You can just subtly. Of course, you can't go in that deep and you probably don't want to close your eyes or whatever, but you can just kind of, okay, I'm feeling what this feels like in my body instead of telling the story and move on. Or you can, you know, most of the time, even when we're work, we can take a bathroom break, go in the stall, shut the door, take 4 or 5 minutes to feel. And it may not sound like much, but it's just, it can shift everything for you. And obviously there are other things you have to do in your life other than feel your feelings. But once you do that and you start clearing out some of these old feelings that you've been holding in your body for years, then you have freed up energy to do those things that you want to do and reach for your dreams. So this is an activity that I recommend everybody do, and it's great as an emergency plan. It's even better as a daily plan, because when you do it, you have a less of those emergency feelings pop up, and when they do, you know what to do. And I've actually gotten to the point sometimes where I'm like, oh yeah, I'm feeling bad. I know what to do. And I know that sounds silly, but like when a really icky emotion comes up, and especially if it comes up out of nowhere and I know this is something old that was triggered by something that just happened, and I'm going to get a chance to let it go now, and I'm not going to have to carry it around my body anymore. And so I'm freeing up some energy. So I will walk you through a quick demonstration of this for just a few minutes. And basically, what I want you to do is just find yourself a quiet space, close your eyes, take a deep breath, and let it out. Relax. Take one more deep breath and let it out. And kind of center yourself. And just really, if you have a thought that flits through your brain, don't worry about that thought. Just let it go, and don't fuss at yourself for having them. It's not, you don't have to have a clear mind to do this. Sometimes after you've done it for a while, you can kind of get to the point where the only thing floating through your mind is the feeling or the sound or the sensation of the vibration of your body. But it's not necessary to make a difference. And so I want you to just try to tune in to the frequency of your body and feel how it's vibrating. You can start at the tips of your toes. How are your toes vibrating? What does it feel like? Is it fast? Is it slow? And just kind of gradually go up through your feet and your legs, your knees. Just keep going all the way up your body, feeling the vibration of your body as you go, or seeing it, hearing it, until you can feel your whole body and you're tapped in to that level of the vibration right now. And if it doesn't feel like you're there, just imagine it. What would it feel like? What do you think it feels like? What do you think it sounds like? What do you think it looks like? And just really focus on that. If the story comes up, just drop it. Tell the story right now. We're focusing on just the vibration. Thank you very much. The story is just, you know, it's trying to help. It thinks that there's something that needs to be solved. But the only thing that needs to be solved is to feel where you're at and be right here in this moment now. So just take a few minutes and feel that. And you want to keep feeling your vibration until you feel a little shift. It might be very subtle, but something is moving up. It's getting a little bit lighter, a little bit faster. Moving up the scale and letting go of some of that heaviness. So I'm not giving you a long time in here, but you once you shut this off, you can continue to play with that and feel it. But once you have mastered this, sometimes you can do it in just a few minutes. Sometimes you may have to take 4 or 5. Sometimes if it's, you know, something strong, it may be even longer. But for me, this has been a godsend. Has been a great way for me to let go of old emotional junk that I was carrying around, and then a great way to deal with new things that come up in life every day. So in closing, I just say, you know, just let go of those stories that you're telling, let go of the thoughts, and feel it, feel your vibration in your body. And if you need any help with this or any support, feel free to give me an email. My email is mmdobbins, D-O-B-B-I-N-S. So it's mmdobbins at dailyalchemy.com. Again, that's mmdobbins at dailyalchemy.com. And I hope that you have a blessed day and that you enjoy revamping your vibe. Namaste.